I think one of the important point is AI is also useful for diagnosis. So if you think about your content strategy approach, you start with diagnosis, you put together your strategy, and then you write and execute stuff. The diagnosis can be absolutely helped and automated by AI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Market Mentors podcast. I'm Matt Dodgson, co-founder of Market Recruitment, and we connect B2B tech and SaaS businesses with marketers to help them grow. This week, we're joined by Giuseppe Caltabiano, who's currently VP of Marketing at Rock Content, a company that provides brands, marketers, and agencies content marketing solutions, part of which is a business called Writer Access, where you can hire writers and use AI to help with content marketing. So Giuseppe has hands-on experience of using AI, so let's dive into this one. I hope you enjoy. So welcome to the Market Mentors podcast, Giuseppe.
Thank you very much for having me, Matt.
Absolute pleasure. So before we get stuck into this one, I'd love to know what your relationship is with content marketing.
Yeah, that is a good and long story, but I don't want your audience to get bored. Time ago, it was 2012, 2013, I was promoted to Vice President of Content and Marketing Integration in Schneider Electric. I was in Schneider at that time for a specific business, which was the cloud and data center. And the goal was to combine under the same head several functions that otherwise were completely fragmented at that time. The funny thing is, when I got that position, I literally had no clue about what content marketing was. And then I started to study. I went to many conferences. I met Joe Pulizzi, the founder of the Content Marketing Institute, and all the other first content marketers. I mean, the funny thing was, it was a very small community at that time. And I became a content marketer myself, writing, speaking at events. And now after more than 10 years working for four content marketing companies, I think I can say I know something about content marketing at this point. So this tells you a bit about my relationship with content marketing. I also think, by the way, that it's really now time to call content marketing in a different way. So marketing, that's marketing. But I understand the definition many years ago to specifically talk about something that has obsession with the audience and the buyer journey and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what is marketing without content?
Exactly. Yeah, that was the point.
Yeah. And Schneider's a big business. I mean, that's an interesting one that you got put into a role like that within Schneider, being such a large organization themselves.
Yeah, 200,000 people at the time. I don't know today, but yeah, that was a massive organization. And our experiment was really the very first one, very first pilot of content marketing ever. Well, now I think they are using it every single time they launch a campaign. But at that time, it was really a pilot.
Good stuff. So we are not here to debate whether or not to use AI. We could probably go on for hours and you and I don't have a crystal ball, but rather to discuss how content marketers can use its capabilities in a safe way. And there are some clear advantages to AI, which we'll get into further down the line. But first, when we use the word safe, then, what do we need to be aware of as marketers?
Right. Thank you for the question, Matt. By the way, this is the right approach. No matter where we stand on the topic of AI, I mean, it's safe to assume that it's here to stay. That's the first point. As a Rock Content, we follow a basic rule, which is AI content generation will not replace humans, but it will make them more powerful in a way. For example, one of our many products, and I will probably mention this later today when we go with some examples, Writer Access, which is a marketplace where brands can find freelance writers. It includes several AI tools, and we use those tools every single day. Now, when we talk about using AI in content marketing in a safe way, I think there are a few considerations we should keep in mind. We need to be aware about potential bias, misinformation, unintended consequences, all those things that may be included in the definition of ethical conduct. For example, we are supposed to respect copyright laws, ensure originality, avoid, of course, the dissemination of misinformation. Another point is data privacy and compliance with regulation. For example, GDPR, they are crucial and also a significant concern whenever you use AI. So marketers must ensure, in a way, that AI tools are compliant with data protection regulations. And finally, we should be aware of bias. We already mentioned that. AI content generators can write today about events or changing topics. They are struggling with subjects that society hasn't formed as a consensus on. among them social, political, religious issues. So if you want to attempt to generate copy and content on these topics, you may end up with biased, inaccurate, or out-of-date content. There is another point, which is about the brand, brand alignment. We should continuously monitor AI-generated content to ensure it is aligned with your brand value and messaging, just to avoid any potential reputational risk. And brand alignment for me means that content generated with AI should consistently reflect your brand voice and values. For example, if an AI generates a blog post for, I don't know, an healthcare provider, it should not only contain accurate medical information, but also convey care and trust, which are core maybe to the brand image. So these are all the elements we should take care of whenever we talk about safety and how to be safe using AI.
Mm. And you make some great points there. And I think that, you know, if I think about our audience, a lot of them who are marketers in B2B tech companies,
yes,
think about a penalty. You know, that's one of the immediate things, is that you don't want to ruin your website or the rankings of your website. And, you know, once you start using AI, it's quite powerful, isn't it? When you can see actually what it can do, the tendency for some people will be just to use AI and churn stuff out and upload it. But I don't think Google's been too clear on whether or not it's going to either accept that as something which is purely AI written or penalize it. And, you know, if you're going to get a penalty from Google, it could ruin your whole search engine rankings for your whole company. So I think a lot of marketers seem quite nervous about that as well.
That's correct. Yes. And that was one of the problems when in January, December last year, January this year, many companies started to adopt AI without really thinking about the consequences. Now they are coming back and they are thinking about, okay, well, I'm still using AI, but I need maybe a human supervision, you know, to complete whatever AI has done for me.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, the right approach at this point.
Yeah. Sounds good. So I thought in this podcast, we could perhaps work through the steps of writing something. As a content marketer, you're going to be responsible for creating content. And let's say it's a blog to help with SEO, because I think that's probably easier when we're thinking about utilizing AI. But I thought at each stage of that process, we could talk about whether or not we could use AI or not and how to use it. And it can just sort of be a bit of a practical guide for people to follow.
The general answer is yes, you can use AI more or less everywhere. But even before we start with this process and we split the process in several pieces and analyze each of them, I think one of the important points is AI is also useful for diagnosis. So if you think about your content strategy approach, you start with diagnosis, you put together your strategy, and then you write and execute stuff. The diagnosis can be absolutely helped and automated by AI. So the diagnosis for me is whatever informs your strategy. It may include multiple points. For example, understanding competition, understanding the market, understanding your brand and brand heritage, understanding your audience, of course, I mean, which is, you know, probably the critical point of each content strategy, what content your audience consume and where. So I'm really not really promoting, but I use a lot AI for informing me in advance before I even start with any kind of content writing process. So that's an important point to keep in mind. AI can definitely help with the refining your strategy thanks to the diagnosis.
Yeah. And, you know, in some of the prompts, you can upload documents, you can upload URLs.
Exactly.
You can download keywords. You know, maybe you go to a competitor site, you can download keywords. You can get AI to analyze those keywords and categorize them and, you know, build them into certain pages. So it's quite powerful stuff from a research perspective as well. I think a lot of people dive into it thinking, okay, AI is going to write me something, but actually you can use it, like you said, at the stage prior to that, which is much more around building the strategy in the first place.
That's correct. You know, and if I think about what I've done in the past manually, when I was head of strategy for some content marketing companies, working with my clients, I literally spent weeks building strategy for the clients, meeting them, running workshops with them, surveying people, customers, prospects. Now, you can automate most of these tasks, and there are some tools that can help you to build this kind of diagnosis before a strategy in a few minutes. I want to give you an example. We have just developed beta product within Writer Access, which is, again, one of our offerings, which is called AI Content Wizard. The AI Content Wizard basically gives you all this information in a few minutes. So you need to input, of course, a few things like competition, maybe the market, maybe some definition of your personas. And then at a certain point, it will basically give you as an output what I've done in the past in weeks and weeks of job. So the analysis of white spaces, which means where your competition is weak and you can easily win based on keywords and so on and so forth. I mean, without entering into details, but my point is really you can be much more effective and powerful using AI today. And of course, cutting time, you know, 10 times faster than you were in the past using your brain. AI is a support for your brain. It's really making you more powerful.
Yeah.
And that's a critical point.
Yeah. Unfortunately, AI is not going to give us any more time, which would be even more useful. But yeah, we can save time.
Yes.
Which is, you know, if you think about challenges of B2B marketers today, we could all do with a bit more time. Cool. Okay. Well, let's think about this blog then. I mean, one of the first parts is sort of thinking about keyword research, isn't it? So deciding what to write about. How can we utilize AI? Do we think AI could be used to do this? And how do you think we should do it?
It is. When we decide what to write about, well, keyword research is definitely one of the critical aspects. AI tools can help by providing keyword suggestions, search volume data, relevancy, and even competitive information and analysis that can potentially drive traffic. However, it's content marketer's job to ensure that these keywords are contextually relevant to your content goals and audience interest. So in general, yes, AI tools can help content marketers identify the most relevant and high impact topics to target with their blogs for SEO. For example, I mean, you can use AI with tools like SEMrush, and this can give you, can give content marketers in general insights into, for example, long tails keywords that may have less competition, but are very relevant for their target audience. Another example is what we call the AI generator, which is still one of the AI tools we have deployed in the last few months. The AI idea generator, it's straightforward. It's basically giving you ideas. Then, of course, it's up to you as a marketer to understand which of the ideas are relevant for your audience, what other ideas can be simply removed because they are not. So the short answer is yes, it is extremely helpful at the beginning of the process.
Yeah. I mean, people know of these tools, Ahrefs and SEMrush, like you said. And I think, you know, most marketers would know that you're not going to go after really high or keywords that are super popular if you have a lower domain authority website, because it's less likely that you're going to rank for this sort of stuff. But Ahrefs and SEMrush tools like that have been sort of giving you suggestions around this kind of stuff. So yeah, AI can definitely be used for this. What about sort of, I mean, obviously keyword research, one thing. We've always been able to do that, I guess, through tools like that. And AI is going to accelerate this. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be able to take that into an outline or something like that. And it might be the fact that you know, you're working with an external writer. You want to produce an outline. It could be somebody else within your team then. And that could be anything from sort of the title through to the H2s and stuff like that.
Yep.
Do you think that's where the human then should take over and do this kind of stuff, or can we still be relying on AI to help with that?
I think creating an outline is another area where AI can really assist. I mean, AI is good in very structured processes, and creating an outline, it is one of them. I do personally use ChatGPT and Google Bard, for example, to create outlines, which I usually re-edit. Eventually, I shorten, I refine, for articles, for content, but also for events, workshops where I speak. I always go with the first outline coming from AI, and then I take ownership, basically, of the outcome. I think AI can easily suggest a structure for your content and create some kind of rough outline based on the keywords, maybe, or related topics that you will input. This will save time and will help guide both writers and freelancers, and also yourself, of course, if you're using AI like I do. It can also analyze maybe top performing content pieces and suggest headings and subheadings that are likely to resonate with the audience and rank well on search engine. However, one more time, content marketers should tailor these outlines to fit their angle and ensure that they align with their content strategy. So one more time, yes, AI, I think it works pretty well with outline generation, but still has to be supervised.
Yeah. And you're talking about the skyscraper technique that content marketers have used for,
yes,
for years and years, manually so, i.e. go into the SERPs. Is it commercial? Is it transactional? Is it informational type of content? And then
exactly,
you know, how do you look at that content in terms of depth and et cetera? And then how do you improve on it? So how do you build on it? So, you know, AI is kind of using that sort of technique, I guess. Moving on to them, this is probably the most debated, isn't it? The writing side of things.
It is.
Because I think content marketers, rightly so, you know, are mindful that will technology take over their jobs? You know, we've talked about keyword research. We talked about making an outline. We can do all this through AI. If the AI tool then can write something as well, then what are content marketers there to do? But I mean, on the writing side then, what are your thoughts on AI there? Now, are we going to let AI take total control, or are we going to take more control as a human?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Matt, this is probably one of the major points of debate of AI today. And I wrote a full article just a couple of weeks ago for Wix SEO blog to explain when it's more convenient using freelancers and writers versus AI. But in general terms, I think many businesses today are capitalizing on software like ChatGPT, just to give an example, to pump out content much faster than they would be able to do themselves. On the other hand, the content, the software tools like ChatGPT are producing today is very mid-quality, if not terrible sometimes. So generally speaking, just because AI software can write a web page or blog post doesn't mean it should. So I think this superior choice is obvious, at least for now, which is advanced as AI technology can be. It can replicate the unique experiences and insights that a human can bring to a piece of content. That's really my view, but I think the general view of content marketing today. So in a way, AI is commoditizing content creation. We have seen this starting from the beginning of the year. But at the same time, it makes handmade human content more unique and valuable. So we know that nothing replaces the human touch. But at the same time, this is the situation where we are today. That being said, I think there are many ways to incorporate AI into the content creation process. So my point is not we should not use it because it's bad. We should be very aware about what the consequences can be in terms of SEO, quality, audience reach, and so on and so forth. AI can be a very valuable aid, in my opinion, in writing process, especially for generating drafts, for example, or automating very repetitive tasks. AI is very good in structured kind of content. I mean, think about listicles, the top 10 places to go next summer. You know, this is where AI, in my opinion, excel. But then while AI can draft content, it should be always a starting point. The human touch is imperative to add style, context, brand voice, alignment with your brand tone and voice, and so on and so forth. I think AI can also help, by the way, overcome some writer's block in the beginning, you know, and maybe speed up the writing process. And why not? I mean, we should use it. Mm. But again, human intervention is necessarily just to provide accurate and more value to the readers. For example, AI can generate a draft of, think about Schneider Electric, the future of renewable energy. But in the end, there is always the need of a human writer that can be reviewing the content, incorporate maybe current events, which are not usually included by tools like ChatGPT, expert opinions, thought leadership, and of course the brand's stance on the topic. These are the elements that cannot be covered by AI, and then it should be the task of a senior writer. But say that, as I mentioned already multiple times, I think it can be a good starting point to create draft to help you with overcoming the very first writer block and moving forward with your process.
Mm. Because I think a lot of content marketers are involved in lots of different things when it comes to content. Writing is part of it. Some people are pure writers. Some people can work with agencies who are pure copywriting agencies.
That's right. But even though, Matt, I'm still writing stuff, you know, even if I have a team of 15 people, I have an agency, but still, I love writing things. And I'm, by the way, using Bard or ChatGPT to help me with the beginning of the process, then I take the ownership.
Yeah. And if you were talking to somebody, let's say, for instance, who was quite a busy content marketer, time's a limiting factor, they don't have the agency support, they don't have somebody in the team that does a lot of writing for them.
Exactly.
Would you recommend then for that person using AI to get them to a certain point as in the writing itself, and then taking that and actually using that as a base then to add in all the stuff that you talked about.
Yeah, that's exactly the case. Especially for small companies, I will say, small startups, they may have not the resources that companies like Schneider, but even mid-sized companies have. So yes, why not? I mean, they should use AI to expedite their company and their content creation, but then they still need some kind of humanization of the content. So they need to combine and have a supervised AI approach instead of just publishing AI content generated stuff.
Okay, good stuff. And what about SEO then? I mean, some of the stuff we talked about already really kind of leads into the sort of SEO, doesn't it? Assessing the right sort of keywords to target in the first place and the outline.
Yeah, I think SEO is one of the areas where AI excel because it's a structured and very analytical approach. AI tools can analyze content for keyword optimization, suggest meta tags, help with on-page SEO recommendation. They can monitor your content performance. They can offer suggestions for improvement over time. In my team, just to give you a real example, tools like Bard or ChatGPT are used every single day by SEO specialists. For example, they expand the semantic field of all the keywords they are studying, meaning that the AI tools basically help them to find topics that are related to the initial keyword that we wouldn't otherwise think about. For example, when we were building this month's calendar and it was around SaaS-related keywords, ChatGPT helped identify mobile SEO and application store optimization as additional keywords related to the theme, which quite frankly, we didn't think at the very beginning of the planning exercise. Also, the AI tools can help explore user search intent behind the query. So that's another very valuable approach, in my opinion, that AI can give us whenever we work with SEO-related things.
Great stuff. And another use case that I saw last week, actually, was AI scraping communities. So things like Reddit. So frequently asked questions, you know, if you think about lots of people go into Ahrefs and Semrush, so you're kind of tapping into the same sort of stuff. But if people can't find information through Google, they'll generally go into a forum or a community and sort of ask those questions. So I've seen AI being able to scrape that and then make sense of it. And it can come up with some fantastic topics that maybe you'd never thought about because those questions typically aren't being answered online. Therefore, they're not appearing in these sort of tools we use at the start. So a bit of a treasure trove there for some ideas.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yes.
Good stuff. What about the promotion side of things? You know, if I think about sort of promotion, we're thinking about quite snappy content, aren't we? Sort of getting people's attention. Do you think AI is clever enough to do that kind of stuff as well?
Yeah, I think AI can assist in several ways. By the way, I remember a statement from one of the old content marketers, it doesn't matter how strong is your content, but the content that wins is the best promoted content. So yeah, promotion is a key piece of your content strategy. And how AI can help identify the most effective channels, for example, for your audience, but also the times for sharing content for each of the channels, can predict audience engagement, can generate promotional content, for example, short-form content, such as social media posts or email newsletters. I mean, if I think about tools, Hootsuite, Buffer, they use AI today to optimize basically posting schedule for maximum engagement. So that's something that can be absolutely done with AI. Additionally, AI can generate promotional copy, but one more time, it should be supervised. So reviewed and possibly tweaked to ensure that it captured the human element that encourages engagement, especially with social media posts. What else? AI can help schedule, automate social media posts, analyze engagement. Why not personalize content recommendation based on the audience? If you input the audience, you may get some kind of specific view and content cut for that specific audience. It can also assist in advertising targeting and campaign optimization, for example, for a better reach. We use ChatGPT a lot for giving us copy ideas, social media copies ideas. We just subscribed a new AI video tool that is basically cutting into slices long videos in a way that it's immediately ready for content distribution. So yes, it helps. We still have, of course, a human marketer that is supervising all this stuff and helping to make it ready for publication. but it definitely helped saving a lot of time.
And I think if we think about that whole process, that's what we're kind of suggesting really here, isn't it? Is that AI is an assistant. It's going to help you get to a certain point, but actually it's super crucial that you don't leave it to its own devices.
Yeah, that's the right definition. It's a co-pilot. Yeah. You know, it's an assistant for you. It has to be. Yeah. And then you need to take the ownership at a certain point. But that's, I think, the right definition.
And for companies that are working with external writers then, is it possible, do you think, for them to realize whether or not the content they're producing is purely AI generated then?
It can be challenging to determine, I think, whether content has been written by AI. I mean, you're touching a very hot point. Our clients, and I mentioned we have part of our offering is Writer Access, which is a marketplace of writers. And our customers are clearly asking to double check if the content generated by writers is really generated by writers. There are various technologies in the market, and we basically introduced within Writer Access a tool that is called AI Content Detector. So basically it's a feature, it's an add-on that detects the likelihood of AI-generated content. It's not 100% sure, but it's mostly sure that something is coming or not from AI, and forecasts basically the probability that the text has been created with an AI processors versus a human writer. Now, the accuracy is still limited. I think technology is improving, but today it may result in possible false positive. So sometimes we found the positive, which means AI generated content, which is not really. And then that is, of course, you know, a source of debate with the writers. So all in all, there are tools. They're not 100% ready, in my opinion, but they can forecast with a certain level of accuracy if content has been in a way touched by AI or not.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, good stuff. And as a content marketer yourself then, I mean, we've touched on a few tools there, but what tools would you recommend to content marketers to help them?
I will tell you the tools that my team and I personally use. Well, first of all, free of charge, Google Bard, ChatGPT. I usually use both. So whenever I have a prompt, I insert the prompt with both tools, and then I merge eventually the two answers, the two outcomes. We have mentioned SEMrush, Surfer SEO for on-page SEO optimization, Grammarly for proofreading, grammar checks. I recently discovered Xambly, which is an AI assistant, and it basically helps me with meeting notes. Pretty useful. I always write my notes, of course, but then I integrate my notes with the one coming from AI. Buffer, Hootsuite for social media optimization, and then our tool, Writer Access, includes many different AI tools for content creation and for diagnosis.
Good stuff. And where do you go? I mean, you're working for a business that sort of utilizes AI within the tools, but if somebody's looking to get sort of impartial advice then on AI and how it's used perhaps in marketing, are there any sort of areas you'd suggest them to go to get that impartial advice?
Well, as all things, I think the best way is consulting trusted industry publications, maybe attending AI-related conferences. They're starting to pop up everywhere. Participating in online forums, maybe on LinkedIn, for example, where professionals discuss their experiences. I recently had a CMO track within a virtual event where CMOs and vice presidents of marketing discussed basically opportunities, but also risks about using AI. So it's always interesting to listen to your peers whenever you start using a new technology. And additionally, I think, I mean, seeking recommendation from industry experts maybe. And I found a few authors on LinkedIn, can't remember their names, but there are a few of them that are writing weekly AI summaries, which I find extremely interesting, with suggestions in terms of new tools, new prompts, and so on and so forth. So yeah, I think this is probably the best way today, considering that the technology is really starting. Remember to me, again, 10 years ago when content marketing started to be a thing, you know, what the hell is content marketing? How do you use it? Well, that was the way. Going to the conferences, reading books, maybe following some experts like Jason Miller here in London and a few others. And that was the way. And it is the way today as well. Mm.
And I think overall, certainly from my side, you know, whenever there's a sort of technology advancement, you think of the threats. But in this instance, for content marketers, there's also the opportunity as well, isn't there? And I think you touched on it earlier in the podcast, is that, okay, fair enough. If there are going to be people that are going to be churning out content just using AI, then it gives you an amazing opportunity to produce stuff that is just so much better.
Yep.
And you are raising the bar on the stuff that you are writing as a content marketer. So, you know, there are always going to be threats, but there's certainly a huge opportunity for people in this space as well.
100%. Yeah.
Good stuff. Giuseppe, if you were hiring a content marketer, a B2B content marketer today, then what sort of skills and attributes would you look for?
I'm really glad you're asking this question, Matt. I know there is a lot of debate in terms of education versus skills versus attitude. I think for me, there are two main important points. Education is first, affinity maybe is the second. Let me focus on the educational side. Marketing education and studies. I know that there has been a very long debate. Well, still today, I can still see this going on LinkedIn about the value of marketing education. And especially the digital marketing world tend to neglect classic marketing education, saying that universities, classic education can teach what you learn on the job, which is true in a way. But if you think about what you learn on the job, it's very practical stuff. It's very tactical things, you know. University schools, in my opinion, teach you main laws, the foundation of marketing. And that's really what I usually look for when I hire someone. Then eventually they can learn. Our company is a content marketing company, it's an inbound marketing company. They will learn all the tactics with us. But I need some foundation, and the foundation is given by marketing education. So that's really the first point I usually search. And then some other things like creativity, ability to come up with new ideas, curiosity. For some roles, content marketing, for example, strong writing and communication skills, each of us, in my opinion, should write. Better or not, I mean, we will improve our writing, but we need to exercise ourselves. And I told you, I still write after many years, even if English is not my native language, but I do my best to write directly in English without any localization or translation. What else? Ability to solve problems and adapting to changing. Just consider, especially the startups, which are very volatile, you need to be very flexible and agile. And then ability to work independently and as part of the team at the same time. For a simple reason, most of the mid-sized small companies in B2B today are completely remote and distributed. So yeah, there may be an office, but probably the majority of the time it will be you working on your own, maybe from your house. So you need to be independent. You need, of course, to be able to work as a team and collaborate with team members and maybe other functions. But at the same time, you need to be responsible for what you do and take completely ownership of your projects. And finally, some data-driven mindset, which is always useful, especially in content marketing. I know that this is not one of the skills that is easy to find in marketers usually, but it's a plus. So these are really the things I'm usually looking for. Education, some kind of background. It doesn't have to be someone who is coming from the same position. I don't really mind. We can always learn. But marketing foundation and those soft skills are critical in my opinion. And then, you know, based on the specific position, I may ask for SEO expertise, for example, or maybe, I don't know, experience with lead generation and inbound marketing. But these are all side skills in my opinion. Well, again, it depends on the position, but these are additional skills that I may look whenever I search for a new content marketer in my team.
And do you put any weighting on domain experience then as a content marketer? So if you're in the fintech market, a B2B fintech marketer, or somebody in, I don't know, like yourself, then the sort of B2B AI space, do you think that's important?
That's extremely helpful. But I can tell you, Matt, I hired B2C marketers, and sometimes they are extremely helpful because they are outsiders. So yeah, it has to be a good merge, a good mix. There should be a good balance, in my opinion. Or eventually you can hire a B2C agency if you have no B2C marketers inside your organization. But I think they definitely bring something, a plus to us, because the way they think and marketing work in B2C can be different from our models, our approach. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Giuseppe, it's been a fantastic conversation with you, and particularly interesting hearing from you, who has been in sort of content marketing for quite a while, as you mentioned, the sort of early days, really. Yeah. And, you know, I'll say that affectionately, how you've adapted to AI in your day-to-day job. So thank you very much for sort of sharing that experience with us.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much. So that's it for another episode of the Market Mentors podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, then please leave a review, as that helps the channel going forward. Until next time.